Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
Yeah! Hey, you know what?
What?
Travis Kelce.
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs tight end. The dude who's dating that insufferable Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was going to say Taylor's boyfriend.
Yes. Well, he's opened up about his relationship with her.
Why?
It's an interview he had.
Oh, God.
And he says it's her aura he's attracted to. So yeah. It's her aura.
That big aura around the money.
Her.
I mean her.
Well, he's got money too.
I'm sure. But
I guess if
she's got a little bit more. I'm
if sure. The aura is smug and pretentious, then yeah, it's pretty thick. Like the putrid discharge that probably leaks out of her hole.
Ew.
Yeah.
And who cares? I am so done with all that.
I got an aura every time I eat one of those double stuffed burritos. Nobody's talking about that.
That's your aura?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
It smells bad.
Now, staying on the subject of the Kansas City Chiefs, what about the young Chiefs fan? All the hubbub started when a photographer, he took a picture of a kid, taken in profile.
Right.
And it showed his face, the kid's face, painted black. And I guess it blew up on social media. Shocker.
Right.
Later on, a so-called sports reporter, a yeast-infected twat muscle called Karen Phillips. It's a dude.
Karen!
It's a dude.
An actual Karen who's a dude.
Yeah. Anyway, this shit blister, he wrote that a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native Americans at the same time. Hmm. But see, the other half of the child's face, the child.
Right.
The half not seen in the initial picture was painted team color red.
Right. Black and red.
Oh, how morons love to jump to conclusions,
Absolutely.
Don't they? Unbelievable. This little kid, I can't emphasize that enough.
Yes.
Is not wearing full blackface.
No.
As you can obviously see from all the pictures online, go look them up. So he's a Chiefs fan.
Also, he's part Indian, Native American.
Amazing.
This child.
I know. No reporting. There's no such thing as reporting anymore. It's just jumping to conclusions.
Also, the photo was just a clip.
Yeah, I know.
He specifically took that clip for the reason
for his narrative.
Yes.
Of course. And this cunt sock of a reporter.
I've never heard that one.
Do not edit that out.
I'm not.
In the back. Anyway,
yeah, you guys don't.
He decided the kid was wearing blackface on his own. He just did it. Great reporting, you fuck.
Right.
Nonetheless.
There's plenty of Chief fans that are black who didn't care about it.
Exactly. Anyway. Moving on to a little public service announcement here. There's a new iPhone feature. I bet you don't know about this after this new iOS update. And I wanted to bring it up for all of our fan. So
I see what you did there.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
So the feature called Name Drop, it's enabled by default with the new update.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone with this feature, do you know about this?
I don't.
Okay. Anyone with this feature can place their phone next to your iPhone or worse, your kid's iPhone.
Yeah.
And easily exchange contact information.
What?
Yeah.
Why? That's
I guess
stupid.
Information is passed to another phone.
Wow.
It could include a picture, a phone number, email addresses, contacts, God knows what else.
Jeez, that does not sound good.
I got you covered.
Okay.
To disable the feature,
mm-hmm.
go to your iPhone settings.
Yeah.
Click General.
Mm-hmm.
Click AirDrop.
Mm-hmm.
And shut off bringing devices together. It's a little tab.
Wow.
Yeah, do that.
Yikes. And I just did the update.
Well, then it's on there. It just activates.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a little Radioactive Rant hack for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
There you go. Now, did you hear Susan Sarandon got booted by her talent agency, UTA? Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Because she was running her fucking mouth at a pro-Palestine event. just like so many of these idiot know-it-all celebrities like to do, right?
They jump on a bandwagon and ride it into the ground.
Right. It's typically stuff they know nothing about.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
And to prove what a moron she is, here's what she said.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country.
And you know what that's like? You privileged shit for brains?
Right.
Really?
You wealthy lady.
Will someone please put that doddering, cackling, dried up old hag in a home? It's clearly time.
There's a bunch of them that need to go into a home.
UTA dropped her because she's irrelevant.
Right.
She's nothing anymore. Washed up fool. A virtue signaling imbecile.
I'm glad she never came on the show.
Me too.
The other show. We had.
She sounds like the fucking morons on TikTok talking about the Israeli-Hamas situation. Uh-huh. You know, the anti-Semitic scumbag spewing hatred.
Yeah.
The ridiculous-looking ones on TikTok.
All of them.
I have had it. These slimy, scummy, arrogant, desperate for attention, and I mean desperate for attention assholes on TikTok. They are beyond ridiculous.
And they don't even know it yet.
Exactly.
Yet.
The attention-seeking behavior on these social media platforms, especially TikTok, make me vomit blood out of my shithole.
That's all it is.
Do we have a thing? That's what that would sound like.
That's the blood spewing from Mark's asshole.
There you go. But the self-important thinking they are stars morons cannot and will not see how stupid and fucked in the head they sound and appear.
They don't care.
They never will. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. None.
Exactly. And then when they show up to the Palestinian protests with their LGBTQ RS flags, and then the Palestinians see those flags and rip them out of their hands and stomp them on the ground, they are like, what?
What?
We're on your side.
Pandering. Are you? Pandering.
Yeah.
And on this TikTok, these TikTok videos, the looks on these narcissistic fucks' faces says it all. And they truly down deep believe they are stars.
Yeah.
When all they really are clowns.
Ah.
You know, I just want to slap the smugness off their fucking faces. Stupid, stupid assholes. They don't know the difference between Hamas and Palestinians.
Uh-uh.
Even though Palestinians voted Hamas in as their government.
Right.
Be careful what you wish for, huh?
Exactly.
All right.
They went all in.
Had to get that out. Because the Susan Sarandon thing is like, would you just shut up? I mean, really? Go home and lay back on your money.
She can't.
Yeah, she can't.
She won't.
Exactly.
She has to be relevant somehow.
Exactly, but she
is not. All the stars out there that do this.
Yeah. One more thing on the entertainment side. Mm-hmm. Have you seen BlackBerry? Have you heard of it?
No.
It was initially released as a three-part series on AMC, but now it's available as a film. It's good. Stars Glenn Howerton, Dennis from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Also, Jay Baruchel. Is that how you say his name?
Well, I have no idea.
He was in the How to Train Your Dragon franchise and a bunch of other stuff.
I don't know how to.
And Matthew Johnson's in it, too. I never heard of him.
Mm-mm.
I think he directed the series. Really doesn't matter.
Oh.
Anyway, BlackBerry, it's the true story of the absurd growth and then the sad collapse of the world's first smartphone, BlackBerry.
Oh, yes.
BlackBerry toppled many of the global giants in its time.
Yes.
But then they surrendered to the brutality and the ruthless forces of Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably interesting to me because I had a BlackBerry and I loved it.
I had one, too.
They called them crackberries for a reason.
Right.
Back in the day. But
well, now everything is on crack. You got the phone, you got the tablets.
The iPhone is attached to everyone's hand. It's crazy.
So everybody's on the crack now.
Let's do a quick recap of what we talked about in the last podcast. Did I say recrap?
Sure.
Okay, let's do a quick recrap of what we talked about in the last podcast. I might have. Because we're going to read a few text messages from listeners, and most of the messages refer to the last episode. Right. On the last episode, we talked about how awful director Rob Reiner is.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as awful as something else we discussed, Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
Oh, yeah. I just got my tetanus shot, so I can go shopping.
Now you can go to Ollie's. And you can go to RadioActiveRant.com to get in touch with us. Go to the contact page, and that's how you find out how to do that. Here's some messages.
Mm-hmm.
From the people that did that.
Yay.
Clay, Newport, Rhode Island. Why all the Rob Reiner hate? I like most of his films, and I think he got his shit together politically. Hey, Clay, your stiffy's showing. And it's gross, by the way. Gavin, McAllen, Texas. Rob Reiner's a butthole, but that's only when he speaks. Good one. Yeah, I like that one, don't you? Mm-hmm. Rob Reiner's a douche.
Good.
And he's a towel.
You're a towel.
I think. I just watched that episode. So.
Great episode.
Spencer, Kingston, New York. Ollie's is a shithole.
They have him in Kingston now?
I guess. He says, I wouldn't go in an Ollie's even if Kate Upton was giving out hand jobs in there. You know what? You'd go into Ollie's if Whoopi Goldberg was giving hand jobs in there.
No.
Yeah, he would. Think about it.
Think?
Sinner. Tasha, Douglasville, Georgia. I love Ollie's. There's always great deals and plenty of unique items to search through.
So you're the one.
Now, if by unique items you mean expired cans of generic Vienna sausages, then knock yourself out.
Now, you are a card-carrying
I am an army. Ollie's Army card-carrying whatever that is. Anthony, Bellingham, Washington. I have sent you guys a bunch of messages, and it bugs the shit out of me that none of them have ever been read on your podcast. Mm. I will stop listening unless you read at least one of the texts I've sent you, but not this one. Whoops!
What?
Well, okay. Guess you better stop listening. Bye-bye now. And that's the messages.
Those were your messages. Those were your messages. We hope to hear from you next time.
Too much fucking work to go back and try to find his other messages. Sorry. We do get a few. And, write better messages.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You gotta grab us.
Yeah, grab us, will you? Somebody's gotta grab me. All right. Time for the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards game. So what happened? I found these cards out in my garage.
That's right.
There was no game, just these TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We brought them in and started reading them on the damn podcast.
No other cards.
That's it. Okay.
It was weird.
Here's your first one.
Okay.
What was the public defender Joyce Davenport's nickname for her lover, Captain Farrillo, on Hill Street Blues? Did you ever watch that?
Not really. I remember my parents watching it.
Pizza Man.
Wow.
Yeah, he was an Italian-American police captain, so stereotype away, it was the 80s.
That's right.
Here's your second one. On the Jetsons, what is the Jetsons' housekeeper's name? That's kind of easy. No?
Wow.
Oh.
Rhonda?
Rosie.
Rosie.
Damn Rosie the robot maid.
With an R.
Now, check this out.
All right.
She is a model XB500, an older model, but it was the only one you Rent-A-Maid had available that Jane Jetson could afford. So she got a used robot.
I need one of those.
Me too. Here's your third one.
Okay.
Who is the WJM news anchorman on the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Oh.
I never really watched that show.
Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter.
Played by Ted Knight. Judge Smales in Caddyshack. How about a Fresco?
Yes.
Huh?
His best role.
It was his best role. He's dead. Here's your fourth one. On Green Acres.
Oh, God. No.
Who was Arnold? Now, you know this. Come on.
Sure.
Right? What?
Who was Arnold?
Who was Arnold? No.
No, I'm not.
Pet Pig. Come on.
I think that was on here before.
Then you should really know it.
No, it's Green Acres. I refuse to know anything about Green Acres.
Fred and Doris Ziffel's Pet Pig treated him like a son.
Why?
Everyone in Hooterville could understand what the pig said except for Oliver Douglas.
Fucking Hooterville, too.
Love it. I am way surprised. Yeah. That Oliver never went on a shooting spree in Hooterville. He was the only sane one.
That's true.
And that's the Trivial Pursuit questions on this thing.
Yeah.
We do. Whatever that is. Are we done? Oh, we're not done.
No. Huh. Got another segment.
You know, I had surgery on my mouth.
Major.
If I'm talking weird.
Major surgery.
Probably not. Yeah, major surgery.
That's what he said.
That's what the doctor said. The dentist. The oral surgeon.
Yeah. They're doctors.
And he said, don't talk at all. So here we are.
All right.
Doing the thing. But it's the Radioactive Rant Celebrity Rant, where listeners select famous people.
Yes.
That they can't stand.
Susan Sarandon?
It's on my list. Go to RadioactiveRant.com. Click on the contact page. Message us with celebrities you don't care for. Tell us why. And we might choose yours. Today, it's Rudy from Modesto, California.
Oh, I've been there.
He doesn't like Pete Davidson.
Me either. I fucking hate that idiot. Tool bag.
And Rudy says, I can't stand that giggling idiot.
Smug turd.
He goes on.
Okay.
Enough with the ink. We get it. You're super cool and hip.
Oh.
He also says, and I wish he would change the color of his hair more often than every other day. True that. He needs to look even more like a dildo than he already does, right?
Yeah.
That douchebag ain't funny at all. No. I can't take that fucking dolt chuckling at himself either.
He even laughs in his fucking Taco Bell commercial.
Enough with this semen puking asshole. You know, that shitworm is the epitome of the trash the stand-up comedy world has turned into in the past couple of decades.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
A bunch of smug, like you just said, self-serving idiots who find themselves wildly entertaining. And Pete Davidson, he's a moron, and he tops that list.
Yeah.
Run-of-the-mill, talentless fucking jizzbag.
And the thing about it is Saturday Night Live used to churn out some good comedians.
They did. Absolutely. But
not no more.
No.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand it. They, all of them are. They all are.
Smug, not funny.
Talentless.
Think they're just amazing and laughed at their own jokes.
Yep.
Never do that.
The cackling and the giggling, I just wish the bloody vag stain would go away.
Me too.
And that's Celebrity Rant. On the show.
Yeah.
It likes to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Let's move on.
It's a listener rant.
I don't want to think about it anymore.
I don't either. It's where our listeners send in things that irk them. Go to RadioactiveRant.com. You know it. I had major surgery.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Okay. Here we go. A few things our listeners can't stand that they sent in on the thing.
Right.
Wade, Dearborn, Michigan.
He doesn't like Dearborn, Michigan.
Don't blame him.
Shit, I just laughed at my own joke. Call me Pete Davidson.
Yeah, really?
Idiot.
Wow, smug.
I'm not a comedian, though, technically.
Wade, Dearborn, Michigan. Okay. He doesn't like someone who sings along to a song, but they have no idea what the lyrics are. Oh, you mean an idiot.
My wife.
Whoops. Russell, Bluffton, South Carolina.
Editors.
Don't edit that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. We said it at the same time.
You might want to.
Russell, Bluffton, you should have listened.
That's true.
Oh.
Editors, don't edit that out.
Listener rant. Mark, Gainesville, Virginia. That's me.
Ah, yeah.
That Skyler doesn't listen.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Russell, Bluffton, South Carolina. He doesn't like cleaning a cheese grater. Is that a thing?
Cleaning a
cheese grater? Why is that
hard? Grater? I just pop it in the dishwasher.
Bam, and you're done.
Yeah.
Dummy. April, Westchester, Pennsylvania. She doesn't like when her mother-in-law criticizes her cooking.
Well,
then learn to cook better. Or don't have her over.
Right.
That's even better. Noel, Rexburg, Idaho. I had major surgery. He doesn't like waking up in the middle of the night in a puddle of sweat.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That might be a 911 thing.
Yeah.
I want to get that checked out. Stupid. Or a puddle of blood.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just had major surgery on my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen, but I was kind of hoping it would.
Ooh.
I need sympathy. Not that I get it at all.
No.
Donovan, St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like when people talk about disgusting things at the dinner table.
I don't know. It depends.
I like to talk about bouts of diarrhea I either have or have had.
Right.
And that's only because people ask me to leave the dinner table.
There
and that's what I wanted in the first place. So win-win. So Donovan, that was stupid. And that's listener rant. Okay, that's good. I'm glad we're done.
If you can leave on a high note with toilet humor at the dinner table, do it.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
But most times, if I'm at someone else's house, I probably do have diarrhea.
Ooh.
I have not been to a good home-cooked meal other than in my own home.
Yeah.
In many years. Then okay.
Well, you're on that liquid diet, so I'm
on a liquid diet now.
I bet that adding to that problem.
Not helping.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good?
I think so.
Okay. This have a good one. A thank you one. For tuning in to the Radioactive. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at RadioactiveRant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.